Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of some distinguished voices in the News Talk Radio business. This is the companion hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. So Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner from the Doug Good Day program, and John Harper, who comes to us from WMEL down on the Space Coast. He's one of my go-to people. I was going to say go-to guys, but he's a go-to person, right? We can't, we're doing politically correct here now, John.
Well, we are. I guess I'm the guy that is on the bench waiting to be called.
Yes, and God love you. You were just telling us that you fell down this week and broke four ribs, and I'm amazed that you're even here, frankly. I think if I broke four ribs, it's hard to get your breath, isn't it? When you they can't do anything. They don't operate on you. They just tape you up, right? And then they monitor you for a while.
Yeah, it was hard. In fact, today, this morning, is getting a lot easier. So I feel okay. Right. I'm all right.
Well, thank you for being here. Appreciate it very much. All right, so we have 10 stories and 10 people that we can discuss in any random order. I don't necessarily stick to the list, even though I'm going to give you the list. On the people list, it's Elon Musk, and I'm not going to lie, it's Kanye. Liz Truss is at 8, Putin is at 7, Jerome Powell is at 6, Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance tied for 5, that's the Ohio story. Most of these people on here are people that are running against one another, and so most of the list people, all politicians. Donald Trump is 2 and Biden is 1. All right, so over on the story side, the situation with Roe v. Wade, the continuing flap about that, and abortion rights, number 10, talk radio and news media, number 9, because, again, the focus on guys like, Jim Bohannon and his leaving his spot a week ago, and then there's Alex Jones, but there are a lot of other things going on in the talk radio world that we ought to talk about. That's why we're here. Big tech is 8, crime is 7, what's going on in England is 6, COVID and BU, that story, there's a story and a half. Trump's situation with the law is 4, the war is 3, the economy is 2, and politics, the midterm election around the corner, is number 1. So I'm going to, as I do sometimes, jump around a little bit. The situation in England, brought about with the resignation of Liz Truss, who's only been on the job for, 7 weeks or something? She's been 2 months.
Yeah,
she hasn't been
barely.
There. British Prime Minister, 6 weeks in office. So this is the shortest tenure of anybody who has been British Prime Minister in the history of the country, and inflation is probably the reason for it. She resigned. She had a tax cut plan which sent the financial markets into the tank. So this is a political story, I guess, and an economic story as well. Investors feared it would worsen inflation. She seemed to have made the decision on her own without talking to anybody. She just said, okay, I'm doing this. She fired the finance minister who was, she got rid of her. And then she tried to dump the plan, but she couldn't undo what had been done. So she's gonzo and whatever. So is this sort of the typical conservative economic agenda? She was very right of center. And thought to, there's the world is going to the right. And people were complaining that this was going to benefit the richest people in Britain. Sounds like the same sort of play we have here. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and oh me, oh my.
And the middle class disappears.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, there's, I don't know, what else do you say about it? Beware of inflation. I don't know that what we're doing here, we're spending more and more and more and more money to do things that are somewhat controversial to a lot controversial. You think the Supreme Court this week, this sort of goes hand in hand with it. The loan forgiveness program that Biden wanted to put into place. There was an appeal from a Wisconsin taxpayer group challenging Biden's student loan forgiveness program, but the Supreme Court said, no, we're not taking this up. So that means that what's going on stands. The money is coming from the HEROES Act. What do students in school have to do with heroes? I guess I would ask that question. All right. I've had my piece. John, go ahead.
First of all, I kind of digress from the point that you're trying to get at, but there was a great promo running on CNN right after the Queen had died, and it showed her, supposedly an actress. Excuse me one second.
You all right?
Go ahead and take it, Doug. I'll be right back.
All right. So, I didn't see that, but I will go back to it. The fastest pace of inflation since 1982. Our prices are up and all over the place, not only here, but when you look again at what's going on in Europe because of the Ukrainian war and the money that the Europeans are kicking in along with the money that we're kicking in, the situation, the energy problem in Europe is probably bigger than it is here, or at least as big because of the Russian pipelines, the gas that was coming into Germany and France. And now they found a way around it for the most part, but that's going to cost more money. All right, John, you okay? You want to take another shot at that?
This promo on CNN showed an actress playing Queen Elizabeth meeting Tony Blair for the first time, an actor portraying him when he took over office. And he said to the Queen, well, I guess you can do my job better than I can. And the Queen shot back at him and said, well, I'm sure I can. I've had more of you than anybody else in the world, so I can do your job and mine at the same time. So I just thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, well, it is. There's all kinds of stuff floating around here. The world is so small, we all get involved in what other people are doing, what other people are, you know, in other countries. It just seems, especially as closely tied as we are to England, it just, whatever goes on there is like what goes on in Baltimore. You know, it's...
about that, but you're right. Baltimore or Seattle or whatever.
Any place, right, exactly.
But at the same time, I'm totally amazed at what is happening in Great Britain and the various problems they've had, which seem to be multiplied by the diverse parliament that they have set up, and it's getting to the point where none of the parliament members seem to be able to agree on anything, which is making the matter even worse than our country, it seems. So this situation really comes as no surprise, except the fact that she lasted 44 days. And as you said, Doug, leading into this, that's never happened before in the history of Great Britain. So I find it quite amazing, and it remains to be seen, obviously, who is going to take her place. I think that is supposed to be announced today, right?
Boris Johnson has popped back up among the names being tossed around as a replacement for her. There you go. Back into that can of worms. Good God.
There you go.
Anyway, if you look at the political ramifications of this, and if it's not handled, I think there are a lot of people there and here that are in jeopardy, hopefully because of bad decisions that they made on the job and the stuff that has been, like, continuing to spend the money that they're spending. Just because the president wants to spend all this money doesn't mean that's why we have a tricameral form of government. We got a legislature, we got a president, and that's administrative, and then you got the judicial branch Joe Biden keeps on his own using executive power to spend all this money. And it's not, it doesn't play well, and they don't seem to get it. Meanwhile,
but
the story...
are getting restless.
Yeah,
definitely.
And we should be restless, very restless. And meanwhile, Ms. Truss, because she was on the job for what? What did you say? I said 6 weeks or something?
Yes,
so
44 days.
Okay.
44 days.
So because of that, she will now earn $129,000 a year for the rest of her life. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Try, yeah.
If you try. Yep. That's a very interesting reality, I find. What would happen if that were, well, I mean, with presidents, but you got to serve at least 4 years, then you get a stipend that's, I think it's $200,000 a year for the rest of your life.
Well, what's interesting is with British politics, they don't vote on a person, they vote on a party.
Party,
so it's the Conservative Party still in, so it's going to be another Conservative Party member that will take her place. And it just seems like the Conservative Party in Britain is not doing so well at the moment.
No, it isn't. And the whole business, because of what people think conservative means or what they think liberal means and what people think it means and what it really means, are two different things, and we misuse, I think, both of those terms, frankly. I know in this country, I think we do, for sure. All right, so let's see where you have time-wise. It's I'm looking at I'm wondering, why is Kanye, is it just because he's been called a racist by D.L. Hughley or Hughley or whatever his name is? Like, well, who cares?
Well, the anti-Semitic rhetoric, he claims against...
Oh, that's nothing new for him. Yeah, but there's nothing new here.
And it does raise the question, it seems that he always gets a free pass, and why is that? Is it because he's such a notable figure? Is it because he is diagnosed bipolar? What is happening? Because people have been...
Could a white guy get away with saying what he says?
No. No, definitely not.
Ask Mel Gibson.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, I mean, there's the hypocrisy right there, and I think that's enough on that one. I don't want to give that much more time. In a moment, we'll spend some moments, actually a number of moments, on what you're saying, social media response to the issues of the week coming up here. It's 18 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833 Top Loss.
The Top Radio Countdown.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the items that are on the charts for the week of October 17th to the 21st. Jay Kirshner is here along with John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer is on assignment this week in Hawaii.
Laughable,
I see that, yeah.
Some assignment, yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, she's broadcasting, and so that makes it an assignment, if you will. All right. So thoughts on capital punishment from you, those of you who like to comment. Help yourself, by the way, all week long. Social media is open for your engagement. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And at Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So, Jay, you want to take us through some of the... We have had a number of comments this week about capital punishment. That's
this is kind of an ongoing topic, and the comments keep on coming, and people are very passionate about this, and this was definitely one that it felt like there were a lot of, whether you agree or disagree with the comments, they definitely felt very well thought out. Seth Thomason says it should be reserved for the most heinous of crimes. Instead of wasting a bunch of time sitting on death row, the execution should be done in a quick time frame.
I think we had this conversation on the Good Day program about a fellow who was found guilty in 2009 of raping and killing some girl, if I remember the story correctly, and then he's been sitting waiting for sentencing for 13 years. How is that? How does that make any sense? How much money did the taxpayer pay to have this guy sitting there? And, you know, that's the kind of stuff. So should he have been dispatched earlier? If he was sentenced to die, then why isn't he dead? Okay, anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
That's a good question. Yeah. Barbara Roberts says, there are some cases so hideous I believe I could be the executioner, but I believe the times capital punishment should be on the table are limited. First-degree murder and rape, kidnap, torture, abuse of a child. Other than those convictions, I think life without parole would be punishment enough.
Drug sales, selling drugs and stuff. Yeah, go ahead. Who else is here?
Lori Montrell says agrees only the most hideous of crimes should end with capital punishment, and the victim's family should be permitted to choose the manner of execution.
Ah,
that's a very interesting thought.
It is. Yep. I think that's right.
a little bit on the flip side, Jeremy Corrigan says, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. Murdering a murderer is still murder, which makes an executioner a murderer.
Mm-hmm. Not true. Well, yeah, I understand the rationale behind that. Okay. So here's another question. A prisoner with treatable cancer dying after not getting access to medical care. And some people say it was okay because he was incarcerated for child pornography. What do you got for opinions there?
Yeah. Does that change your opinion after learning that the child pornography charges versus if you just heard a prisoner with treatable cancer die without medical care? Carrie Morgan says that's a tough situation. Being a child porn convict may... My care factor is somewhat less for him, but if he isn't getting good medical care and attention, chances are neither would anybody else. So that's unsatisfactory. Yeah. I'm interested in the reason for the shoddy care: underfunded, understaffed, poor leadership, staff indifference, etc.
Poor leadership and staff indifference. I'll give you that as an answer.
Yeah,
all right,
sure enough, this is not a one-off. Colette Van Pelt says, the added information of this conviction absolutely changes my opinion. He didn't deserve treatment. And Lynn Keller adds, pornography addiction is still an addiction, and there's a difference between receiving it and distributing it.
All right, that's the stories. Thank you for the comments. Keep them coming. We're always open for a biz in that department. 28 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is entering its eighth month. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is explaining when he expects the conflict to end.
It depends entirely on whether Russia gets to a place where it's actually interested in stopping the aggression that it started.
Russia launched several strikes on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv this week using Iranian kamikaze drones. At least four people were killed in the attacks. President Biden is in his home state of Delaware touting the new student debt relief program at Delaware State University as the White House opens up registration for borrowers eligible for payments, which closes December 31st.
Less than a week, just close to 22 million people have already given us information. Consider this life-changing relief.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 35 after the hour now. It's the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio that you're listening to. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague Jay Kirshner and John Harper from WMEL. I know you so well. Half the time I forget to give people what your last name is because they don't know you as well as I know you. So it's John Harper.
We go way back, that's for sure.
We certainly do. Yes, we do. Okay, so the number seven issue this week is crime. And I don't know whether it's me, but it seems that each week these stories are piling up, whether I'm paying more attention or, Jay, whether we're talking more about it on the Good Day program. It doesn't exactly make my day good when I get confronted by the story of, for example, the five people that were killed in that mass shooting in Raleigh, a 15-year-old in custody, suspected of killing these five people, including an off-duty police officer in a very quiet neighborhood in Raleigh. The teenager was taken into custody by federal law enforcement officers. He was transported via ambulance to a local hospital in critical condition. So what does that tell us about the circumstances? Anyway, that was one example. Here's another one in Oklahoma. Four friends who went missing during a bike ride were shot and dismembered. Good God.
My God, yeah.
The gruesome details about this, these four people are just out on a bike ride.
Oh, and there is more information that came out that apparently there was some dubious behavior. They had invited somebody who ended up being a witness to come, I think they called it do a lick or take a lick or something that is,
what is that?
A crime.
Yeah.
And the person declined. And so when they went out, there clearly was something else going on, that there's a whole lot more to the story that
really?
I'm sure will come out.
Is there more to the story about the mother? This mother was talking this week. Her daughter was stabbed in the head with garden shears
in an
attack in California.
Oh, yeah, this was in broad daylight.
Yeah. In L.A.
Well, I think Doug and Jay, these crimes, these murders that are occurring at a much higher rate, it seems to me, and you, I think, Doug, agree, than they used to occur. I think it comes down to just a couple of things, real plain and simple. It comes down to the horror movies that are so prevalent, and the slasher type of things that occur in these movies to young, impressionable minds. That number one. Number two, total lack of parent control. I think that is a major portion of this. And third, and finally, it's, I guess, just copycats that are trying to make news headlines bigger than the last one. So it comes down to a bad situation in our country and I guess around the world, but I think the horror movies have a lot to do with that, and I don't know what can be done about that, if anything. I guess not.
Well, and to a degree, mental health as well, because there's a lot more angry people in the world and a lot less coping mechanisms that are being taught.
What is the reason for the anger? Are we dealing with that, or are we just kind of sloughing it off? And it mandates itself in different ways, presents itself in different ways. I look at this and people sort of chuckle, but this is another form of violence. Those climate activists who threw tomato soup on Vincent van Gogh's sunflower, this fabulous painting on display at the London National Gallery, and these a-holes go in, they take cans of tomato soup and throw it on the painting. Now, at least it was protected by a layer of glass, so it didn't get hurt.
What's the point? Because they don't do any damage to this. And all of the paintings, they are protected. And then they glue their hands. We've been seeing this at sporting events and NBA games where people are gluing themselves to the courts. Isn't there a better way to go about getting your point across?
Well, what's the point?
Figuring out a solution.
What I want to know is, what's the point?
What is the point? Where is it going? But I think it totally shows a lack of parent control. There's no doubt about that. And it's just running wild, and there is no point to these heinous crimes, and where do they go from here? But it certainly seems to be growing in our country and around the world, I guess, as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, number five on the countdown, comments on the COVID situation and other health-related concerns. The story in Nevada of a boy who died from an amoeba, a brain-eating amoeba. So, what else? We have this new business. I don't know if you heard about this. You may have heard me talking about what's going on at Boston University, the research into COVID-19, them putting proteins together from the most recent type of the Omicron, and then they blended that in the lab with the first of the COVID bugs, and they've come up with something that kills 80%. The mice that are exposed to it. What in the name of God is that kind of research being done? And this is in a Class 3 biosecurity lab. That's not, by any stretch of the imagination, from what I understand, to be the most secure laboratory. So what? Who's allowing this? And what's the end goal? You've done the same thing in your laboratory in Boston as they did in Wuhan. So what makes us any better than the Chinese who were responsible for the first round of this?
Well, it is no better, and there is no reason for it. I mean, can anybody say what this is all about, what the purpose is? I don't think anybody can come up with anything.
Nobody
is
rational. They've had the Boston. Well, this story came out not in an American newspaper, but the British Daily Mail got wind of this somehow. Who knows how? But they at least have some investigative reporters over there. We lack that. It seems everybody's trying to do the gotcha stuff, so they're not really investigating things that are a real danger. This is a real and present danger, to borrow from the book. It is. And so, you know, we'll pay attention to the brain-eating amoeba, people who are dumb enough. This was something in Nevada, but there have been a lot of those stories. I think, Jay, we talked about a few of them with people getting into the water after the hurricane.
Yes, with Hurricane Ian.
Yeah, that's nothing. It's nothing new. People are dumb enough to go swimming with all that garbage in the water. That's what's going to happen to them. So, anyway, there's a... I don't know what it is. I become more perplexed all the time. That's why we call this the Good Day program, because most of the things we talk about are good. But every once in a while, you go down into a rat hole like this. And so anyway, here's some good news. Number two this week is the economy. So there's a new income tax bracket. Did you know that, ladies and gentlemen? New income tax bracket that could save a lot of you some money. Higher federal income tax brackets for some, and then higher deductions for others. The IRS has boosted the income thresholds for these various brackets as they apply to next year, apparently. So your return that's filed in 2024, that's where you'll see it. You're not going to see it this year. But isn't this year the year we need it with the inflation doing what it's doing? I don't know. I just... Well, the IRS
we need it
always...
every year, but this year, right. Certainly more than ever, right? That's the way I see it. And that would be great news, Doug, if and when that occurs.
Yeah. Well, I just think there's more. We were talking about this before. The reason there's a problem in the economy is because we're spending more money than we have, and it's taking its toll. And somebody in a bank told me yesterday that they thought the Fed was going to go up another 0.75 point. So you think things have slowed down now. And this guy said, well, if you look back at the history, and as he said this, I thought, yeah, you're right. They move the goalpost up to the point where it breaks the economy, and then they lower it back down again so the economy can recover. At what cost? Isn't there a better way? This is the old way of doing it, but is this the best way of doing it? Of fixing the problem of runaway inflation. Runaway inflation is caused by government spending too much money. That's it. Right? What else is the reason?
And of course, where is that money coming from? Nobody can really quite put a finger on that.
The printing press.
Like, as a good friend of mine always says, who's going to pay for this here war? And that's what this is involved with. Whether it be the college forgiveness program, all of the other issues that are going on, the money we're spending in Ukraine is just off the chart. And yep. I guess a lot of other countries are second-guessing their involvement now, too, in that. Mm-hmm. And this is another thing that's simply out of control.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, we have time for our quick discussion of number one, the business with political realities. I thought it was interesting that a federal court ruled that Georgia prosecutors can force Senator Lindsey Graham to testify. What do you know about that, John?
Just the fact that I think many people who have been following this story thought that this one was going to happen all along. It was just a matter of when. And a lot of people are saying good for the court allowing this to occur. Others are saying a senator should not be allowed to testify. It just continues to elongate this whole thing about the election and was it right or wrong or whatever. Let's get over it, move on. That's in the past, and I'm getting to the point of thinking just pardon Trump and let's move forward and concentrate on the issues.
Now, what
that
is going to come
so
out
overwhelming?
Other than the Trump haters feeling, well, it's time we get this guy. Maybe you pardon him and you tell him he can't run for president. Maybe something like that, and then it's done and over and finished, and we forget wasting time. I think Lindsey Graham has gone off the deep end for whatever the reason. I always had a lot of respect for him. I always thought he was an interesting thinker, but he's whacked, at least from my perspective, come up with some pretty wacky stuff. Here
he has, kind of like Rudy Giuliani. I mean, at one point I thought this guy was pretty good.
Yeah, right. He's been shaving over his lobster bisque. Maybe that's his problem. He ate it after he shaved over it. All right, John Harper from WMEL. Thanks for being here in this hour of the Talk Radio Review. Jay, thank you. It's 48 okay. past the hour. Here we go with the story list, the charts from Talkers Magazine. These charts appear both at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. At number 10 this week, the focus still on abortion rights and what's being done on the state level, the national level. Great conversations. I say great with a small g, not a large g. The world of talk radio and talk television, the news media in general, comes up as number 9. Big tech stories, number 8. Crime, number 7. What's going on in Britain politically and economically is number 6. COVID, number 5. Mr. Trump and his legal issues, number 4. The Russian-Ukrainian war is number 3. The economy and a lot of activity involving the Fed and banks and the Supreme Court, etc. this week. And at number 1, all the focus on the people running for various elections. The midterms are right around the corner, so politics is number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitran organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 5, get 5. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitran.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list, Talkers Magazine comes up with these two lists, and I like to formally go through the list so that at least once during each hour of the program you have the official list. But you can see it at GoodDayShow.com or at Talkers as well every week. At number 10 on the people list is Elon Musk, for fairly obvious reasons. Kanye West is at number 9. Liz Truss, the former prime minister, already saying former after she's only been there for 6 weeks in England, number 8. Vladimir Putin at number 7. Jerome Powell is 6. The various candidates like Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance running in Ohio, they're 5. Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams at number 4. Governorship in Georgia. Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker, also Georgia Senate race there. Donald Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is 1 on the people list this week, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A countdown extra here as the world continues to focus on the horror of horrors that is reality. Let's get the top 10 most interesting car movies, according to research done by Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. Welcoming in the handsome, the charming, the fabulous Nick Miles, who is our auto expert. His website is OurAutoExpert.com, and he is and will be forevermore. It sounds like I'm singing it into now and forever shall be. Nick in charge.
I get a promotion every week. I find out more about myself by listening to you, Doug.
That's nothing wrong with that. Okay, there's a new study out that reveals the most popular car movies. Ah, I like this list. Shall we do we'll count them down from number 10 to number 1? This is,
yeah.
We can put this in as part of the countdown, in fact. Yes.
There you go.
All right, so
Baby Driver, I can't say I've actually ever seen this one. Have you?
I did see it, as a matter of fact, yes. And I found it was entertaining. Frank, I thought it was a good movie. Yeah. Right.
Of course,
Baby Driver. Hold on a second. Baby Driver, the kid who starred in it, has gone on to be quite a well-known, accomplished actor, and I can't remember his name. I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, I'll look it up while you're...
How good your production stuff is, I'll have it for you in a second.
Yes, exactly.
Mad Max, of course, all the Mad Max movies are bound here on the list somewhere, is the next one. It holds joint 7th with Rush and American Graffiti, which, of course, all good car movies.
I don't remember Rush. What was Rush about? I'm trying to remember what
racing,
Rush was.
Racing movie, if I remember rightly. I think I saw it on a plane somewhere. It was a 2013-ish movie. I just remember a lot of speed in it.
The countdown list, the 10 most popular auto movies, comes with a Rotten Tomato rating and an audience score. So let's go back. Baby Driver, which, by the way, Ansel Elgort, who has gone on to be in Kingsman, and wasn't he Elton John? I think this is the same kid that played Elton John. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So Baby Driver got a 92 rating with Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience score was an 84. Mad Max 2 got a 94 with Rotten Tomatoes, and 85 with the audience. Rush, I'm trying to put that in, I don't remember that movie, I'll have to check it out, is 89 with Rotten Tomatoes, 85 with the audience score. American Graffiti was a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes, and another 85. So that brings us to Drive.
Yeah, Drive, which is number 6. It's interesting that the IMDb scores are fairly constant throughout, but Rotten Tomatoes is all over the scoreboard with these. And then at number 4, we holds joint places Grand Prix, great movie, and one of my favorites, which is the Steve McQueen Bullet movie, filmed in San Francisco.
Yeah, that was just on the other night. I actually watched it. Hadn't seen it for a long time. That got a 98 with Rotten Tomatoes. I didn't think Rotten Tomatoes was around in 1968.
The Bullet movie, I actually talked to a professor that studied the movie, and I talked to some of the guys that helped make that movie. It changed the course of making movies for cars, and actually the driving scene through San Francisco took half the time to make as the rest of the movie.
The movie.
And they did so many dangerous stunts in that the lore of stunt making and car driving was completely changed around that movie.
Fellow who drove the supposed bad guy, the other fellow that you see, the driver of the Dodge Charger, was a guy named Bill Hickman. And Hickman was responsible for more car races, car scenes, car crashes than anybody else in movie making up to the time that that movie was made. He was legendary, like Hal Needham for other stunts. But Bill, you needed a car crash, you needed a race, you needed Bill Hickman.
There's some accidental crashes in that, and actually only about 4 scenes in the race scene, they just had multiple camera angles to film that. So it's incredible.
Yeah,
Ford versus Ferrari at number 3. Of course, if you haven't seen it, it's a gotta-see movie. A great American win in house.
I got a 92 on Rotten Tomatoes. All right, what else?
Of course, and number 2 with the 97 Rotten Tomatoes. But of course, the movie that tops them all about cars, the future, and of course, Michael J. Fox, Back to the Future with that DeLorean.
Yep. Back to the Future is number 1. There you have it. The top 10 most popular auto movies with fans, courtesy of Nick Miles. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.